It's the kind of thing that you never forget. Peek behind the curtain with Truettes.
G'day, Tuck Shoppers. I'm Sam Lowes.
And I'm Rosie Burgess.
And welcome to Truettes.
Le podcast.
Ooh, starting early with your French.
That's how they say it in France.
G'day, people.
Le podcast.
Why didn't we? We should have done some clicking in that. Would have been good.
It's not. No, what's that? What's the song?
Something. Truettes.
Yeah,
it's the kind of thing that you never forget. Peep behind the curtain. Truettes.
Mm. Yeah, all right. Well,
been good.
Let's scrap everything we've done.
Start again.
And pop on back to the first episode. Ditch all the guests, all the great guests we've had on season two.
Yeah, so many good guests in this season because obviously they've all been us.
Yeah.
Because we are in lockdown. Let's try that again. We are in
lockdown.
Again, what is this, lockdown 4.0 or something? People keep giving it a number.
Yeah, for those who've just joined us, we are living in Melbourne and COVID is rife. Back to lockdown number 4 and we're back in and we're not happy about it, but you know, we've got it pretty good.
Yeah, we're fine. But I guess the main reason that we're unhappy is because we were supposed to have a whole bunch of really awesome guests on this podcast and, you know, we weren't able to get them.
I got to say I like it without them.
A friend of mine said to me the other day, you know, it's so funny, your podcast, because you just actually don't talk about anything. Just spend 30 minutes talking about nothing. Because hey. I remember in season one, we did have guests and I feel like there was probably a bit more talking about something.
Bit of depth.
Yeah. That's okay.
Season one was a bit of something and season two is a whole lot of nothing.
It's a bit of nothing.
But it's keeping us busy, which is good, which is stopping us from, I know, robbing houses and stuff. So
yeah,
we'd probably be doing that in our lesbian bank robber suits.
Banks would be robbing banks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if banks are open. I've barely left the house in like 3 months.
Hey, do you think that you'd be more wealthy if you robbed a banks, or if you robbed Banksy?
Who is Banksy?
Banksy's that guy who does those like those street art, and he does pops up, and it's worth millions.
I think Banksy would be the better bet.
Banksy
would be the better bet.
Banksy would be the better bet in this.
Don't rob a bank.
Rob Banksy. Don't rob a bank. Rob Banksy.
Hey, we've got a special guest.
I've got a special guest. Do you know, I think our producer's just giving me the nod saying yes. So I must admit I'm feeling.
Are we talking about my MacBook?
Yeah. The lyric
AI
over there.
The AI producer.
The bookshelf producer over to my right has just given me the nod, and my guest is ready to go because they've got time constraints today.
Right, right.
So I must admit to feeling a little bit nervous and a little bit out of my depth with this week's guest.
Well, if you're feeling nervous.
So, yeah.
I can't begin to imagine how I might be feeling.
Or the guest, you mean, might be feeling. Yes, well, without further ado, whatever that actually means.
Who knows? Just I thought adieu was out goodbye, you know.
So oh, long, what is it then?
Farewell, adieu. So without any more goodbyes.
Oh, so without further goodbyes, we're going to have to look into that.
Yeah. Write it on the list.
Put it on my list. without further ado, I'd like to introduce the writer of the book and screenplay, How to Self-Help Yourself and How to... No, shit. I'll start again. I'd like to introduce writer of the book and screenplay, How to Self-Help Yourself to Self-Help Books, The Art of Stealing from Libraries, all the way from Samoa, Rosie Burgess.
Wait. Well. Well, thank you so much for having me. Actually, sorry. The fact is that I was not born in Samoa. I was born in Samoa.
Hocktown.
But I grew up with Norwegian parents. So that is why my accent is a little different from what you might be expecting.
Thank you. And look, just getting down to the nitty gritty, the self-help book.
Self-help should be for everyone. But there isn't a single person in the world that doesn't need to be told what to do by some asshole.
And also, it's a self-help book on how to self-help yourself to books.
Yes, that is correct.
So it's about stealing from libraries. Have you done this yourself, or this is something that you've seen other people do?
Oh, yes. I do it all the time, and I hope other people do it too, because actually I hate self-help books.
You hate?
I hate them, and I hope to rid the world of them by stealing them from shops and libraries, and hopes... Don't mock my hand movement. Is this helping with my accent?
Is it? And maybe use two hands then.
So that makes me go to another direction. I'm not sure what.
Just one more question, because we have.
I'm sorry, you have to go. Thank you. That was a pretty cool guest.
Amazing.
I like it. I like it. You know what? We've got someone pretty exciting. Someone with the real gift of the gab is coming to the studio today to help us out on the podcast today. We've got Gaelic football commentator, Miss Sam Lowes.
Goal.
Oh, the word goal is the same in Gaelic.
Ah, yep.
Yep. Great. Are there any other words the same in Gaelic as they are in English?
Kick. Was it a kick?
Oh, yes, kick. I think I remember the word cigarette.
it's all the same. But yeah. And chocolate.
And chocolate.
Means eat.
Right, okay.
For where we come from.
I'm loving it.
Goal.
Goal.
Score.
Quantature. So remarkably similar to Italian as well.
Yeah, it's a bit miserable. It's got a bit. It almost the same. thank you for having me.
Your favorite aspect of Gaelic football?
Yeah, well, it's a good question.
Oh, thank you, Frank. I got so.
I don't know what's going on with our guest today.
What is going on?
Having troubles. Question again.
What specifically is your favorite aspect of Gaelic football?
And the kicking.
The kick and the goal.
Kick and the goal.
Woo! Well, thank you for joining us.
Do you know what it's time for?
We're catching up with me this week.
Hey, Rosie.
Hey, Sam.
I see you every day, all day.
I know.
I sleep next to you.
Do.
I wake up next to you.
You do.
And I couldn't think of anything better. But let me know, what's happened to you this week?
Well,
tell me something I wouldn't know about you.
It's funny. Oh, I wish I could.
Okay, just tell everybody something I know then.
Okay, but it's funny because the only thing I can think of that's happened to me this week is actually something that's happened to you.
Okay.
Which is that you're on a juice cleanse, which is something I'm keen to talk about. but I don't know. All the weeks have rolled into this one big sludge of time. Mm. Was this the week that the dog did
the
a lot of vomits?
The lesser-known Cyndi Lauper song.
One sludge of time.
What was the question?
Was this the week that the dog did a lot of vomits?
Yeah, and when she ate the human feces as well.
Oh.
That was pretty good.
And when she threw the human feces back up.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, it happened.
It seriously happened. And then when she came to give us a kiss afterwards.
What a week it's been.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you. So you're on a juice cleanse, which effectively, does that tell us about it?
Well, I decided I wanted to do something a little bit. I've sort of gotten into some bad habits
We're bored as well.
A bit so bored, wanting to do something different. Have seen them before. It's not a diet. I've seen juices before.
You've seen juices.
We've got our drives and our juices, like all of us.
I've had a juice once.
Catching
up with juice this week.
I also had a juice when I was playing cards.
Oh, yeah. And no, tennis. juice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The juice, this juice thing is.
It has made me a little bit spacey in the head. Like today's the first real day. I had 2 days of just eating very pre-juice days. Simple foods, no preservatives, no, you know, man-made crappy
stuff. Yeah, you're off your game today. It's excellent. It means I'll have to be the funny one.
Well, and so I'm very spacey.
This is the episode 13. What is this? Episode 14. Real dud, this one. Sam was on a juice cleanse.
Just stop listening now.
So what do they give you to use in the shower?
Huh?
For the cleansing.
Oh, nothing. They do say something about cleaning your face with charcoal or something. They say extra things, saying these are the extra things you could do. I'm like, I can't do anything extra. I'm passing out from not eating. Don't ask me to pick a lump of charcoal up and put it on my face. I don't think it's charcoal. I think it's something else. Some other kind of face wash, cleanse, body scrub or something that they say is. And they also say one extra, do you know what one extra glass. Thing? One extra thing they say is?
What?
A coffee enema. They say, chuck that into your little, put that in your arsenal. I didn't even mean to say arsenal. I'm off my game.
Oh, my God. Just what? Just threw that in there.
Just like, here's some extra, if this isn't enough for you, sort of feeling faint the whole time, not eating while your family, like while Rosie and George are eating peanut butter toast around you. Mm. Make a scrub out of charcoal and put it all over your body and then shove some coffee up your ass.
But I thought it said go caffeine free for a bit.
I think if it goes in the arsenal. Do you know what?
What?
Maybe because you're not allowed to have alcohol, sugar, refined foods, all that kind of stuff, right?
Right.
So, but they're telling you to do this coffee enema, maybe all those fun things can go up that way. Hey, after this show, I'm having a body.
Yeah. A body body.
A vodka soda.
A body body.
A body somebody vodka. So good.
Ooh.
I hate that timer so much.
Sorry, but that is all we have time for.
Pretty important work to do here.
I will tell you why.
Even if we don't have the answer right. While you get this little segment underway, I'm having a sip of one of my juices.
My juices? How is it?
It's a warm juice. It's great, actually. They're not that bad. I've had one that I've gone, I can't see my way through this. But the rest of them...
Was it a smoothie?
...have been... I hate smoothies. Oh, my God.
Smoothies are never that smooth, I find.
Nothing smooth about a smoothie.
It's the worst.
And I feel like... All these people who are obsessed with smoothies saying smoothie.
Get out.
It's a smoothie.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I think it's the same. I like all the things that go into it separate. Don't put them together and don't make it like a cold cup of sick.
Ugh.
That's what it's like.
This should be a new segment.
Yuck.
Why I don't like it.
Why I don't like cup of cold sick by Sam Lowe's. Ugh. Smoothie.
Smoothie is
bugger
bad.
Off smoothie.
So, well, traditionally in this segment, we answer a selection of people's questions.
Selection
of people's questions. But today, we've decided to go a slightly different route. Route? Route. One of them sounds a bit more fancy.
I think both of them sound wrong.
Well, I think one of them sounds fancier.
What about when you get your kicks on Route 66?
Wrong.
No.
No, no good. Oh, well.
Route also sounds slightly funny.
When you get your kicks on Route 66.
Route.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to answer some questions from a special friend of ours.
A podcast listener.
And her name's Danny. Danny has... repeatedly asked us many questions which we haven't answered
yet. We're not going to say her last name, but you say her full name and I'll beep it out. Ready? From
Danny.
What? Beep. You're supposed to say her last name and I'll beep it out.
Danny Gibbons. Beep.
Yeah, there you go.
That wasn't such a good.
They wouldn't have been able to hear that. That was a very smooth beep. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We should do more of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your phone number? 042.
Oh, right.
I'll say it.
What about this? No, beep me again. Okay. I really like your boobs.
It's great. This is the best ever. My tax file number is 212456. Beep.
I don't think it works if you beep yourself.
No.
So here we go. Some questions from Danny. I'm going to throw this one to you, Sam. If carrots are so good for our eyes, why don't we use carrot juice as eye drops?
Oh, such a great idea.
But tell that to the juice cleanse people.
Yeah.
Probably, that's actually probably in the box.
Well, it's probably an extra, like it's the charcoal.
The eye cleanse.
Rub the carrot juice eye cleanse with drops provided.
Yeah.
I think coffee
it's in
enema,
the same way,
vodka enema.
Danny, that many things are good for our health and nutrition, but we don't rub them directly on the body part. You know,
example,
kidney beans are apparently really good for our kidneys, but
I've
we don't.
I've a bit of a rub.
We don't tend to rub the kidney bean directly on the kidney.
Did you ever shove anything up your nose as a kid?
So glad you said nose.
Because I have a friend, and
A
if
friend.
You beep their last name, ready?
Yeah,
Mel Whitson. And she,
I weed instead
I think,
of beep.
I can't remember what it was, but it was something like shoved as many. Oh, now this story's not going to be good. But shoved as many things up their nose just to see if they'd fit.
That's a classic kid thing to do.
And it just got jammed, and you know, had to go to the doctor
straight up the nose.
But I'm thinking a kidney bean would be the best thing that you could shove up there really gently and fit quite nicely.
I love
I'm going to try it.
Yeah. So
back to the question.
Yeah, back to the question. I think that's the answer.
And I also think that the reason why they don't do it is because it could you could be mistakenly look a little bit like a vampire with blood in your eyes, you know, that kind of
that orange dripping. Yeah.
Yeah, so a vampire that has jaundice.
I feel like traditionally, sticking anything in your eye, no fun.
No.
No fun. That's no fun. Next question from Danny. why are bats nocturnal? It's not like fruit is easier to hunt for in the dark. Danny's got a lot of time on her hands at the moment.
Good question.
Well, why are bats nocturnal
when they
could get the fruit?
They just wear those black coats, those really big black leather coats. Not good in the sunshine.
No, exactly. They're dressed for nighttime party. Let's go out, you know, look the part.
Yeah.
You
and
can't rock up to
down a lot.
A cafe in the middle of the day in that kind of super black
No, goth I saw
outfit.
Someone at the supermarket the other day like that with those big boots and his goth face and his goth mate. And he just... He looked hilarious because he had to wear a mask.
But if you'd seen him at night, would have made sense.
Perfect.
No probs. Let's do another super quick one from Danny. Let's just fit
Loving
this in.
Your questions, Dan.
Because we do need to finish this off. Why?
We just thought we'd have a Danathon.
Danathon.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah. Dana questionathon. Why, when we've created so many amazing and functional versions of footwear, do thongs still exist?
Thong.
Let me think about it.
Wait, do you mean like well-written thongs? Do you mean well-thung thongs? Do you mean well-penned thongs for all ages? Do you mean thongs for thinging? Do you mean those kind of thongs? Danny, please explain yourself.
Yeah, we don't know. thongs. Footwear. Flip-flops.
Oh, I thought you meant to write the thongs and make the whole word thing. What
I don't know,
called?
Danny.
I like a thong as a foot, like a summer wear.
I like a thong.
They're so easy on, easy off, and I don't like a sandal. I feel like sandals make you look a lot older or younger than you are.
Sandals are so daggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that saying? You look good in your socks and sandals,
said
no one
ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Totally. Thanks, Danny.
I have an extremely itchy right hand, which means
You've
money
been
is
touching
coming.
Your
It means money's coming. Or mummy's coming. Mummy's coming. No, it means money is on our way, babe.
Or out. Which way is it?
No, it's definitely right in. Hey, look, if I'm wrong, please get in touch with us via our post office box, 265 Carnegie.
3163. Or just digital stuff.
Yeah, or just call us up on 0412-262-21.
Beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Just
hey,
call
next
us on
section.
The phone, everybody, you know, because I want to hear you and what you got for us in the store. This juice cleanse is making me freaking crazy.
This juice cleanse.
Holy schmoly.
Are you doing much pooing?
No pooing. All weeing.
Really?
All hail the wee. Boo to the poo.
No pooing. And
but we.
Yeah, go you.
Sorry, you put the buttons closer this time. Yeah. And I am loving the fact that I can play with the butts. Oh, buttons. I meant so, buttons.
We're going to do the next segment here, which is.
Yes.
Why I like it.
And we've sort of touched on this a bit already today because we've done why I don't like it.
Yeah.
So we might as well do why I like it. Do you want to open the envelope?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here we go.
So this is a segment without a whole lot of rhyme or reason, but it's just a segment where we really think about a particular thing and we have to come up with as many reasons as possible of why we like it. And it's just a bit of a chance to put some positivity back in the world, I think. Are you ready? What is it?
Why ready, I set, like go. Rosie starts. Why I like handcuffs.
Oh.
Why do you like them?
I like handcuffs because, I mean, just to be super obvious,
yep.
When I'm taking down criminals,
taking them down,
I just admit the first thing I do is reach for my handcuffs.
Perfect.
I actually call them handy cuffs.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They're so handy for stopping crime and bringing in the handcuff, the criminal.
Great.
It just wouldn't be the same if they were foot cuffs.
No.
Just as effective, but not as
handy.
Handy.
Achy cuffs. I'm just going to answer your question.
Why do you like handcuffs, Sam?
I like handcuffs because, you know when you've got a fig tree?
Yep.
And you want to stop the birds from flying into the figs?
Right.
Just 100 pairs of handcuffs hanging from the tree. It'll stop them.
Right.
Shiny.
Handcuffing
round.
The figs to the tree.
Yeah, sure.
Is that it?
No.
No? You're handcuffing the birds?
Handcuffs just dangling from the tree, glinting in the light. Yeah, because imagine the tiny little handcuffs on the,
bird
on
handcuffs.
The figs.
I'm like, it was a struggle to follow you and the juice in that moment.
Very clear in me. Why do you like handcuffs?
I like handcuffs because, you know, if you're on a first date and...
Not really.
Well, it's been a while, but if you're on a first date, things aren't going necessarily as well as you'd hoped, but you still really like the person. Snap a handcuff. One on
perfect,
each hand.
Perfect.
Throw away the key and it shows like instant commitment to the relationship.
And it sort of is the opposite to Jason Mraz's song I'm Yours. It's you're mine. I'm a clicky.
You're a clicky.
Am I clear now?
Yeah, you're clear now.
You're mine.
Yeah. Do you think you would find that bothersome?
No. Be great. On a first date.
Be great. On a first date.
Handcuff yourself to the plate.
Or your mate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Why do I like handcuffs, you ask? I like handcuffs because if I'm driving along and I can't see very well, I just put a little bit of filtered paper, clear sort of, what's it called? That
tracing paper.
No. The clear stuff that's got colours.
A gel.
Yeah, like that, like a gel. But what's it called?
I don't know.
That paper called?
I'll
come back to it. But that coloured see-through paper.
Do you mean plastic?
Yeah, and I'd tape that over the top and then I'd tie it on with plastic bands and make myself some sunglasses. I'm struggling here. Why do you like handcuffs, Rosie?
Oh, my God. I like handcuffs because I feel like you can just separate them, put one on each wrist, instant bling jewelry.
Oh, instant bangle.
Out you go.
Oh, my God.
People be like, hey, I like a new bracelet. And you can be like, thank you, I've got a pair of them.
And
boom.
Aren't you that famous person from that band, The Bangles?
The Bangles, that's right.
Love it.
Yeah.
Is there one more? Or
yeah, got time for one more.
Okay. Why I like handcuffs. Well, I'm glad you asked because I have so many answers for this.
Yeah.
One of them is.
Come on.
One of them is.
Ding, ding.
Well, I like handcuffs because
nothing says
I love you
like
snapping on a pair of handcuffs.
Yeah,
there we go. We might make that a t-shirt.
Wasn't sure we were going to make it.
We might make that a t-shirt, a Truett's t-shirt. Nothing says I love you like snapping on a pair of handcuffs. Little quotes to floats your boats.
Oh, I love it. Hey, we haven't got time for much left.
Did you do the cleanse?
I might have.
We haven't got time for much left.
Imagine you went to the fridge because you got these three boxes of juices, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you got to Thursday
and you had found
I'd been going through Thursday and we met in the middle at Wednesday.
Oh, I would love that. It's like, you know, the 101 Dalmatians when the dogs eat the spaghetti and they meet in the middle.
Oh,
I love it.
Love it. That's a lot of fun to do.
It's not time to take a whiz. It's time for the relationship quiz.
Yeah. For yeah and yeah and yeah.
Let's do this. This is another segment
that we have for our podcast.
Yep. So strap yourselves in, people. This is where Rosie and I take a quiz that we haven't taken. We see where it takes us. I'd say 50-50 it's been good and 50-50
terrible,
abominable,
terrible.
Like the snowman.
This is this could definitely go either way.
Yeah, like the handcuffs.
This is a quiz that says, what kind of personality defines you and your significant other?
Oh, this sounds like a serious one.
How did you and your partner meet? Through mutual friends, other, online. We actually used to hate each other at the gym, at a concert, through work or at a job.
Through friends?
Well, it was sort of through work, wasn't it?
It was originally from one friend.
But we were putting up posters.
While eating peanuts with Peter.
And then we ate pizza afterwards.
Oh.
So it was kind of for a work thing.
Pizza was pathetic. Work thing. Emma, are you answering this for both of us?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Work. Let's go.
Well, because we are the couple.
You've been such a jerk.
How often are you two intimate? That's quite a question. A couple of times a week. We don't keep track. I shouldn't have to answer that. 3 to 4 times a week. Often enough. We can't get enough of each other.
Oh, define intimate.
Like,
are they talking sexy time? Because I think we're intimate a lot.
Okay.
But well, not necessarily rubbing.
It doesn't have that as
rubbing
an
mounds.
I think we're intimate a lot isn't there. But we could go with often enough.
Yeah, often enough. But yes. I think intimate means a lot of different things.
Yeah, like there's so many different places to go.
Yeah, like
the
woodshed, the bathroom sink, kitchen sink.
What is one thing you always do together? Share advice. Share jokes and laugh, everything, travel, something else, sex, duh, sleep.
Is argue there?
I think share jokes and laugh.
Disagree?
We always do that.
Brush each other's teeth. We do that. Is that there?
So hard. Such an art.
It's really difficult. Hey, for those people out there who can spend time with someone right now, tonight when you brush your teeth, brush each other's teeth.
Oh, while it's the best.
The other one brushes your teeth. At the same time.
Just beware of slippage. Share jokes and laugh. I'm going with that.
Okay.
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 What is the strongest component of your relationship? Are you ready for this?
Mm.
Support, respect, weirdness, chemistry, communication, or loyalty?
Oh, lots of them.
Where are we going to go with this?
Name them again.
Support,
yep.
Respect,
no.
Weirdness, chemistry. Communication or loyalty?
Oh, can we just pick a couple?
Let's go with...
I'd go support or loyalty.
Yeah, well, I feel like sometimes my loyalty's in question, so...
Oh, okay, who are you got your eye on? Okay, no. Go support.
Go support. All right.
Wait, no, just kidding.
Do you belong to a social group? Only other friends in relationships? Yes. Yes, but we rarely see them. We hang out with work colleagues? No.
Yes.
Just yes.
Yes.
Why don't we belong to one social group? We see a lot of different people.
I don't understand the question. Is it like a social group like dancing at the thing and or going out and doing knitting? Or is it like just seeing other people?
I think it's like, you know how people have got like a group of friends that they go out with and they always hang out with the same group?
No, we don't have it. We don't have a, we don't have any friends.
Well, I don't know how to answer this. Let's just say yes.
Would anyone like to be our friend?
Should we say we hang out with work colleagues? Because that can diversify the pool a bit.
My work colleague is myself.
We'll say yes.
Okay.
Do you disagree much? Every now and then. Only over small things. Only over significant things. Yes, but it's like foreplay for us. Almost never, or oh yeah.
Oh, the yes, it's like foreplay is such a gross answer.
Gross,
just answer
gross.
It.
Just have sex if you need to. Just have to fight first.
Yeah.
Don't need excuses. Let's
you
go.
Don't need a punch and bonk.
Let's go. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Oh, I like this question. The world is taken over by zombies. What are you guys most likely to do about it?
Oh,
we probably think straight it's hysterical. To Bunnings. Make the most out of our last moments together. I honestly don't know. We run off to somewhere safe. We become the zombie rulers. We kick ass.
Yeah.
Kick ass. We kick ass.
I've got it sorted. I want it to happen.
Totally see us back to back.
I so want it to happen. Like, I will. You'll
dun dun dun
batten down
dun 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 zombie zombie zombie. Why do they have to sound like that?
Zombies are the best. I love zombie stuff so much.
Yeah,
and I've got you sorted. Don't you worry.
Great. What are we gonna do?
You'll batten down the hatches. I'll go straight to Bunnings and get every tool that we need.
Get out. You're leaving me at home.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, I'm here in the house all by myself.
No, you'll have George and he would
and plays, I'm trying to protect a child.
He plays all those video games. He'll love it. He'll love it. No, it's gonna be great.
Okay. Yep. Great. Where might your next vacation be? Well, wouldn't we like to know? Because at this point in time, it's within 5 kilometres of the house. Theme park, middle of nowhere, sailing the seas, Las Vegas, Bali or Paris?
Well, sailing the seas or Bali for me. What are you thinking?
Oh, let's go sail the seas.
Or what about the kitchen? We haven't been to the kitchen for a while.
Hey, do you do everything together? Nah, we're pretty independent. Yes, but it just comes naturally. Yes, because we hate being apart. Only when we plan to. No way, we'd go crazy. Almost everything. Well, at the moment, we do everything together because, you know.
No, not everything. Sometimes I walk the dog and you don't.
Yeah, that's true. So what would we say? Only when we plan to or yes, but it just comes naturally?
Is this natural or this is
natural?
Normal. Okay, right.
Or do we say almost everything?
Let's do almost everything at the risk of making everyone be sick into themselves.
Yeah, well, we do do lots of things not together.
Or heaps of things.
I never go out when you go out. What do you like best about your significant other? They're very driven. Something else. They're always up for anything. They know exactly what I like. They make me laugh. They balance me out perfectly. They understand me. It's got to be something else.
I love it. Something else.
Nah, they make me laugh. I like that about you.
Yeah, you don't make me laugh that much.
I also like your beep, beep. How did that work?
Oh, yeah, I'll do it. I really like your
beep. Beep.
No, I'm the beeper.
Right, okay. I really like your glasses.
I know exactly what I like. They're always up for anything. Something else. Something else. Oh, something they make else. Me laugh.
They make me laugh.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, is this the answer?
Calculating results.
Okay, ready?
Calculating results. Guess what we are? You're never going to believe this.
What is it?
We are the funny couple.
Doodle-doo.
Oh, really?
It's this relationship because it's right on. Oh, my God. They are right on the money.
You and your significant other get invited basically anywhere because of this. Not only do you have great senses of humour separately, thank you so much. I'm so glad someone finally recognised that, but together you are a riot. You both love to laugh and spread the joy, which explains the need for your friends and family to feed off the wonderful energy and vibes you exude. I feel like they're vampires. It would be unfair not to mention that you totally get each other. Seeing the humour in almost everything is what gets you through hard times, acting as a mutual support system. And because you've got really great boobs. Just because you seem like a lighthearted couple, it doesn't mean those hearts aren't super big in size. Those hearts and boobs aren't super big. Well.
Well done.
Never saw that coming.
I never saw that coming either.
I'm surprised they didn't mention how good looking we are.
Well, they probably will. They'll probably be like, we'll probably get a
thing emailed to us.
People, obviously that quiz is right on. And so if you want to do it too, just search up relationship quizzes to try out in podcasts.
Sam and Rosie's quiz they made up for themselves to look really funny. Just .com.
All right.
Hey.
Guess what time is?
Song of the week. We do a new song each. Song of the week. Always a new song.
This song has been bubbling around for a little bit, but we finished it off today because it was raining.
It's like one of those things that when you're driving along the countryside or on your farm in your beat up old truck and in the back in the tray, and there's one little can that's just been sort of, it's the only thing in the back tray, and you're going all over these bumps and stuff and this, and then the can's just bunking around. That's what that song's been doing.
Was that a metaphor, a simile, or a hyperbole?
I think
we've been doing homeschooling, and that question came up for George today, and Sam and I immediately like, oh yeah, yeah. No. So well, hyperbole. Google.
Because he says, "What's a hyperbole? What's a hyperbole?" We're like, oh well, it's actually hyperbole, and little quick, and it is.
And what's a simile?
Oh yeah, what's a
simile? It's a simile-limile-ity. Singing to simile-limile-a. So the song that we have for you
today. You're singing that word right back at me.
Simile-limile-a.
Both of your mommies are gay.
So song we have this week.
Yeah.
It's just like a little ditty that's been following us around, and today because it was raining, we finished it off because it's a song about having an umbrella.
My umbrella is permanent shade. Take it with me most every day. It keeps me safe in sunshine and rain. Pictures when I twirl it around, and I got it at the lost and the found. Count on me in the end there.
Dab. Okay. Well, till next time. Over and out.
Twist and shout. Truettes Season 2 was sponsored by the following patrons from our Patreon page.
If you'd like to have your name here, jump on board and sign up like these cool cats did.
A special, special thanks goes to Tiff Lowes,
Jay Edwards,
Amanda Owen,
Barbara and Ellen,
The Worth Family,
Kate Jackson,
John G,
Robert Giles,
Lisa Ryan,
Juanita and Richard Taylor,
Bronwyn Robotham,
Simone Sheridan,
Lizzie McCarthy,
Emma Kane,
Chris Eilers,
Lou and Dave Wignall,
Richard Parton,
Carolyn Hore,
Danny Gibbons,
Judy,
Jesse Collins,
Daniel Townsend,
Christopher Coleman,
Catch Holt,
Angie Carson,
Lisa Palmer,
Natalie Russell,
Liz Denniston,
Jeff and Tamara,
Nancy and Rachel,
Kelly Brewer,
Leanne Slinger,
Lee Boltnick,
Carol Mansfield,
Michael Bentley,
Yaminga and Bill,
Wazza Jenkins,
Louise White,
Lyndal Montgomery,
Margaret and Kathy,
Hannah Ackfield,
Kate Barnard, Hannah Morell,
Jane Davey,
Sean Trethaway,
Jennifer Day,
and Andrea Kerwin.
Ah, over and out. See you next week, Tigers.
Our special guests today were us.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to us wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. Go ahead and like, share, and swish on all the social media platforms. You could even leave us a review if it floats your boat. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Tuck Shop Ladies.
Tuck Shop Ladies are Sam Lowes and Rosie Burgess. You can track us down for more tasty treats at tuckshopladies.com.
Thank you. Have a happy day.